So good evening everyone, this is the Candy Show Body by host Krishna and we have got Shiram here as a co-host today. So today's topic is about, you know, information overload. So basically it means that due to the excess amount of availability of information that we have in this modern era, so the decision that you make about a particular task or particular, you know, particular thing, so you come across it is difficult for you to choose what is the perfect, you know, solution for the task. So due to the over, you know, excessive presence of information the, about the particular task, so I mainly see this as due to the this information overload is mainly due to the growth of technology day by day. Mm-hmm. I see. So like if you consider 4 to 5 decades or even 2 to 3 decades before, so you can see that there was no social media, there was no smartphones, or there was no nothing. So like the only source of information was barely through television and newspaper. Mm-hmm. So how much information can one gather from mm-hmm. reading newspapers and seeing television? Mm-hmm. So the information there was limited, and it was pretty easy for the people to actually choose the right or come to a proper decision about what they have to choose. So basically, you know, considering our generation right now, so like we have we can't see any human being without a smartphone now today. So basically, the presence of excessive information regarding each and every topic. So like if you go and search any topic for that instance, so like you can find n number of detail or information about it. Mm-hmm. So like the prime example is Twitter. So like if you go to Twitter and search for a particular current going thing, so like you can see that various people kind of will be commenting under it. So like there will be a massive difference in opinion regarding the topic you search. Mm-hmm. So you know, as a layman, you can't come to a conclusion whether what is right or like what is the perfect solution to whatever task you are chosen. So I think the excessive amount of information is something that leads to the decrease in productivity. Mm-hmm. Of productivity or the quality of the decision you make. So yeah,
as Krishna pointed out, I think the main reason why I wanted to kind of choose this topic, because this is something which kind of like all of us face. This is like an issue which I think every single human on this planet encounters, because distractions have become a part of our daily life. Even you accept it or not, you are surrounded by a bunch of distractions, and most of these distractions usually tend to divert most of your concentration from currently what you're doing. I guess this applies to people working in the private or any kind of a company, for instance. So they obviously, productivity decreases by a very huge amount. There are a lot of studies based on this. They've conducted specific studies based on certain employees, and they've noted that like the productivity of those employees reduces by a vast amount when they're checking emails or when they're responding to a notification. Also, I guess that is the most baseline idea, is that technology has kind of, and the issue, another very big issue I see with this problem of information overload, is that data right now, or information as a whole, is easily replicable in this generation. Because if you think about it, as you told, maybe 10 or 20 years back, internet was basically non-existent, in the sense that most of us did not know how to interact with the internet or how to post our knowledge or share
info. Limited, yeah.
Exactly. So when info is actually limited, the amount of info which you can actually get from that is probably minimal as well. So there isn't an overexposure aspect from it. You just receive the right amount of information and quit it.
Yeah, and also your decision rotates around the available info.
Mm, true,
so
exactly.
As it is limited, right? So like you will be having a particular idea about a certain idea about all, mm-hmm. what is the preferable solution, mm-hmm. what is the best solution for the task. So like as you told, the productivity or like the quality of the decision kind of decreases as the information given to you increases day by day. So like taking a particular, you know, for a best example is that you are attending an exam, mm-hmm. and you are given an MCQ question. Mm-hmm. So like you are told to choose one or more options to that question, and if they give 6 or 8 options, it is pretty easy for you to choose. So But you know, actually the MCQs, all the kind of answers given or all the choices given is one way or the similar, but minor difference is made.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you are given a 20 or 30 kind of choices, you will definitely have a dilemma about whether this is my True. Solution or that mm-hmm. is my solution. So like due to excessive presence of choices. So similarly, the information overload, you can see that making a decision kind of becomes a little bit hard due to the excess amount of info. So like info is much needed, but excessive amount of info is something that our brains can't tolerate enough.
True. So, obviously there is only a certain amount of like kind of like a load which your brain can take, right? Because obviously to any system, for instance, you can only load it up with certain amount of memory by which it can hold. If you obviously load it beyond its potential or something, obviously there's going to be a decrease in terms of its productivity. We can evidently see this in our computers or any sort of electronic device. As soon as the kind of like the max limit of those memory reaches, obviously there's going to be some problems. There's going to be slowing in the system's performance and stuff.
Yeah, as you told that slowing in the system or the decrease in the performance of the system, right? So like if you compare it to the humans, right? So like we will develop stress and it will lead to, you won't have a particular kind of a mood about what you're doing. So like if more information is given to you and you can't choose a particular solution for it, so like it will definitely lead to stress. I see. Yeah.
True. And again, I guess that's like a cycle if you think about it, because again, if you probably face this issue or if you have this idea of overloading, again you have so much options in front of you, so there is obviously the fact of indecision. You can't come to a decision, hence that causes stress. This stress eventually kind of builds up in that kind of like builds up in your head, and causes something called burnout. And this is the biggest problem which companies face. Every company or every employee has this idea of burnout, because again, there is a point where the brain just simply says to stop. You just have to stop and you just have to move out of the place. So this again creates a problem of productivity issues in the work.
And if you also continue to face the problem of finding the perfect solution for the given task, right? If you go on prolonging like that, so like this may also or lead to, rarely it may lead to depression also.
True, obviously. Because since again, you're being pushed to such low extents where your brain cannot literally think of anything, obviously your brain goes to some certain dark places again, as you told. I think the most important thing which I want to talk about in this particular episode was something called actually information addiction. So what is it? So actually information addiction is actually a consequence of information overload. Let me tell you why it is. So again, we usually garner, or at least in the olden days, people used to look for information only when they needed it, right? Information was not a luxury for everybody, because they had obviously newspapers, they had TVs, so they only occasionally came across information, and they only used to go in search of information when they actually needed to learn something. But in this generation, we are filled up with tons and tons of articles.
You eventually come across
tons and tons of podcasts, tons and tons of YouTube channels. So this is where the problem happens. So what happens is, every time we use some sort of information or some piece of information, you have this anticipation in your brain which says that it is a pleasurable reward. Because to the brain, information is information. It cannot distinguish between a good information or a bad information or whatever. It is basically like junk food, right? How junk food basically has no calories in it, that's how information is. So obviously you cannot be selective about which information you want to see. Because again, since we have so many articles, so many of these things to absorb from, you just take a wide array of this information and just put it in. So what this creates is that idea, basically this triggers dopamine in your brain, right? This works very similar to drugs, money, etc, etc, those kinds of addictions. So what happens is you eventually want to consume more information just to attain that pleasurable state, I guess.
And also the amount of information doesn't matter, but also the given information could be irrelevant or kind of
true,
irrelevant to what you are searching for. So like that is the major problem here about information overload.
Yeah, I guess that's what it eventually boils down to, I suppose, because then you kind of end up in a point where you just randomly read stuff which you do not need. And again, this, I guess that is what you call as anticipation, I suppose, because your brain anticipates that something is actually good in that article, or something is actually important in the podcast, something is important in the news article which you've been reading. So that anticipation is what makes you want to read more and more data, more and more info. And I guess this is eventually going to actually make you slave to technology. Already we are slaves to the technology, but you're going to go down the point where you're literally on the Google or you're literally on internet all the time to learn about stuff which you don't even want to learn about. That's how powerful this idea of information addiction is. And again, why I wanted to bring this up is because actually, according to researchers, this idea of information addiction triggers dopamine in your brain, and this response is very similar to the basically effects which drugs produce, the effects which money produces. Because again, money is like and a whole new thing within itself, because money can create this kind of like this, like whenever you earn more money, it could create this sensation in your brain which you want more of it, right? Because that's the fundamental idea of money. Once you get a little bit of it, you want more of it. That's the same idea with this also.
Becomes an addiction. Yeah.
Exactly. So the basic analogy which I want to say here is that information is just like junk food, or basically calories, empty calories in junk food. You'd want to keep consuming it. It seems very healthy to you. It seems nice to you to consume all those calories.
Speaking about information overload, like as you told, we can't actually, can't stop ourselves from, coming
True.
Across various
mm-hmm.
informations. So
mm-hmm.
tons and tons
mm-hmm.
of information that is out there in the internet today.
Mm-hmm.
So like, how do you kind of, how do you kind of prefer a way to overcome this information overload? So like,
well, what I have been doing at least for the past 3 or 4 months is, obviously I have to take help of technology, since I do not have enough restraint. We humans are extremely weak, extremely low-willed. So immediately when I want to go and check, I have to use technology to help me. So usually I use stuff like timers on my apps. In fact, in my phone, there is kind of like a timer for which how much of time I use Instagram, right? So obviously when I exceed that certain limit, there's this when like notification which pops up saying you've exceeded the daily limitation. So obviously instantly I will exit it out. Even if that doesn't work sometimes, there is an app, I don't know if it's available in Android or something. So it basically closes off your app. It instantly just removes the app from your screen. That's it. So once that timer reaches, the app exits out of the screen. So again, you're forcibly asked to remove from that position, because I think that is the only way by which you can like at least manage this, I suppose.
Yeah, it actually reminds you that
exactly.
you are crossing your limit of getting more information or spending more time on it. So yeah, as you told, the excessive amount of information can lead to various problems. So like, if you go and tell this to people living in 2 to 3 decades before, they would say that information overload isn't even an issue. So
obviously.
So the growth of technology, from this we can know that it also has many negative effects on both on our personal thing
lives.
And personal lives and what decision we make also.
So I guess why I wanted to kind of like talk about this is that I guess all of us face this problem, right? I guess not a lot of people talk about it as well. So I guess it is very important to kind of recognize how much time you actually spend on the internet, I suppose, because keeping an active track of how long you're actually spending on the internet can be a very good start at least determine where you are standing on the levels of like if you're extremely addictive or rather if you're not addictive. So that kind of helps you determine or gauge your level as to.
Most of the people won't have they won't have this idea of controlling themselves from excessive.
I guess it is just like any other addiction, right?
Yeah.
Once you don't even realize it once it actually kind of like slams it in your face.
You can term it as a type of addiction. Yeah.
Exactly, it is an addiction, because again, it can ruin your life. I guess any sort of addiction, again, obviously depends on the extremity of this, could ruin your life. Anything for that instance, and this is just like that. But only in this case, the effects are not kind of like in the short run, but in the very, very long term effect, I suppose. So I guess that will be the end of this episode, guys. So thank you so much for listening to it. So regarding the YouTube side of things and all of the links regarding the listening platforms, etc., like Spotify and Apple Podcast and even Anchor will be given in the YouTube description down below. So please make it to check out. And also, if you have any other opinions regarding this, or if you like have any other kind of like an idea about how to approach this idea of information overload, please link it in the comment section down below. So
I'd be glad to know it. So and speaking about this Clubhouse, so like we have created a group in Clubhouse, so we have given the link in the description, so like you can check it out. And if we can have a little conversation
mm-hmm.
between us and can get to know about what we are doing, so like from our part, so it will be very useful for us to communicate with the viewers. So so please check it out. And we have given all our personal Instagram
mm-hmm.
and Twitter links in the description. So that will be the end of today's episode, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.